Live. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the various features there. Totally free. Unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their sites, freetalklive.com, it's all there. It's all free. So enjoy. So joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Nemi.
And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI and Jason Osborne, the man behind SACL CAI, or one of the guys behind SACL. He's been a longtime supporter of this program and really appreciate Jason Osborne and everything that he does, not just for Free Talk Live, but the Liberty Movement as a whole. He is sponsoring a number of liberty-oriented media programs out there. And also is, I believe, involved in organizing this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, which will be coming up this summer.
Nice.
Although right now we're focusing on the Liberty Forum, which is imminent. It's coming up in just a few weeks, so I'm sure we'll talk more about Porkfest after the Liberty Forum wraps up. Maybe we'll talk with Jason about those things when the time comes. Again, thanks to Jason over at SACL CAI. Let's continue here with your calls and your thoughts. Crichton is on the line in Kentucky. Crichton, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi.
How are you guys today?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to bring up the main caucus this weekend, but I was on the line. I was listening to your other callers, and I had other points to make related to some of your previous callers, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Concerning the guy with the in the scouts with the flag issue, there's actually three flags for the United States. Most people don't know that. You got the normal Old Glory that everybody thinks about, which is actually a war standard, and that's part of the reason, like you said, that people don't like to salute it because it's kind of nationalistic. And you also have the Garrison flag, which looks just the same, except it has a gold border around the outside, and it's usually very large and flies over embassies and foreign bases and places like that. But the one he might want to consider is called a civil flag. It represented the authority of civil law and state authority as it flew over federal institutions in state territory. Like it used to fly over post offices and customs of offices prior to 1914 when we entered World War One. You can still get the civil flag, but no one knows what they look like. You know what they look like. You can go online, you can find them. They actually have a vertical blue and white stripes. And all the same rules apply, but it's not a war standard. So that might solve some of his issues.
Vertical red and white or blue and white?
Blue and white. They're vertical blue and white stripes, not horizontal red and white stripes.
Okay, when you look for U.S. civil flag, it comes up with vertical red and white stripes. The only place I've ever seen this is on like crazy conspiracy websites and stuff. Where do you find that? What do I look for to find this flag?
Other than searching Google, I got off the top of my head. I don't know.
What's the name of the flag again?
You said the civil flag.
It's called the civil flag. It hasn't flown since 1914.
So, was your suggestion? Because the reason this gentleman called before, he's working with the scouts. He's frustrated by the nationalism within the scouting organization. Frustrated by them saluting this symbol of tyranny, the flag.
There we go.
Frustrated by the idea that these kids are forced, or not forced, but they're encouraged to to worship the idea of the state, and he wanted to do something about it. So what are you suggesting, that he should try to replace the U.S., the standard flag, with the civil flag?
No, because that wouldn't work too well. But you might want to consider an educational kind of presentation about what three flags are, because most people don't know what they are.
What's the value of the civil flag? I guess I don't understand why one would care about it.
Well, back when the United States was founded, it was very common for most countries, like in Europe especially, that would have a flag for war and a flag for peace. And so we had two. Old Glory, of course, was a war standard. It flew during wartime. But during peace, we had the civil flag, which it didn't ever fly over Washington, D.C., as far as I know.
It says here on Wikipedia that it's a version of the national flag that is flown by civilians on non-government installations or craft. The use of civil flags was more common in the past in order to denote buildings or ships that were not manned by the military.
Correct. it denoted a civil organization of the nation, or a federal organization under the direct authority of a state, like a post office be inside of a state territory.
Mm-hmm.
And that distinction is important on only on a legal basis, but it's not nationalistic. So you might history-based discussion about that might help his goals, maybe not. But I thought I'd bring that up.
Okay. Very good, Crichton. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Yes, I want to talk about the call with the legal problem, too.
By the way, I can't find any civil flags with blue and white stripes on them. All I see is red and white.
I may be wrong about that particular detail. I know there's blue involved in there. I know they're vertical.
Gotcha.
It's been a long time since I've done anything with that. The call with the legal problem. I've heard him several times call in, and it sounds to me like he's fallen into a case of mistaken identity, and that the prosecutor knows it and is trying to delay action so that he can hopefully figure out a way to save face and not mess up his records.
Maybe you're referring to a guy who's facing criminal charges for an act he doesn't even know what they're talking about. Like, they won't even tell him what it is he allegedly did besides that it's an assault.
Correct. And it's pretty obvious to me that the prosecution is engaged in a delaying tactic. And the only reason that they would do such a thing is if the prosecutor himself knows that he has no case and doesn't want to lose to a self-represented citizen, because that affects how he can get promoted or a further political office, et cetera. So if he would call the prosecutor's office, because if he's representing himself, he can do that. Call him and see if he can work out something else that allows the prosecutor not to get a statistical bad mark on his record. He might just go away. It might not either, but I don't know.
Well, a little communication never hurt anybody, I suppose, in those circumstances. Crichton, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It looks like there's some questions to whether or not the civil flag is actually real. There's one website here that where the author claims that he's investigated it and could not find any evidence that it actually existed. Again, I haven't had much of a chance to really dig in here. Either way, I wouldn't apply any of those flags, and I don't think that's what Crichton was advocating. He was just talking about, you know, maybe educating the kids about the flags and their origins and that sort of thing.
I think that's probably the way that I would go. What I've run into personally as a native here in the fourth grade, schools are educating in the history classes about the state of New Hampshire and the history of the state of New Hampshire. And this affects me personally, because as a fourth grader in New Hampshire, I went and saw some folks open carrying in the state house. And the question from my fourth grade teacher at the time was, well, why do we have the Second Amendment? Why are these people allowed to carry in the state house? And I was raised by in a military family, very heavily military mm-hmm. family, and I know the 9-year-old in the class raised her hand and said, Second Amendment is there to keep all of the others intact. I think to teach a historical perspective, to teach the kids about all of the different flags and what their rights are, I think is a fantastic way to go. I think it's a dangerous way to go, because to teach kids what their rights are is not a popular position, never has been, never will be. But I think,
do it anyway.
Right. I would do it anyway. And I think that if the caller who was the Cub Scout leader is really looking to make a difference, I think that's where I would encourage him to go, is actually educate the kids in what their rights are.
Absolutely. But at the same time, once you've done that, it's still going to be difficult to participate in those things.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't want to participate in them. If I were to educate them as to what their rights are and the history of the flag or the history of the Pledge of Allegiance, I would then, you know, let them know, look, and I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore, so I'm going to stop from
right.
here on out, and we'll see what the Boy Scouts do to me because
right.
of it.
Right.
Rather than just quitting, which is also a possibility. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Take control of these airwaves. 1-855-450-3733. There appears to be something called a customs flag, which it looks like the so-called civil flag was sort of based on, but it may simply be a creation of of individuals, not necessarily that it was as a part of the state or whatever. It's confusing history. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have paternity questions? In the past, paternity tests were usually expensive and results took weeks. Now, Identigene offers a DNA paternity test that is easy, affordable, and confidential. Identigene is fully accredited and is the only DNA paternity test kit trusted by America's Pharmacy. The Identigene kit is easy to use and contains everything you need. Answers are available in 2 days. For more information, go to Identigene.com. Look for Identigene at the drugstore. Identigene, test assured.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
The toll-free number here for you to bring up anything you want is 1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Nemi.
855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our mobile site. You can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com to access Free Talk Live's live streams and the podcast quickly and easily through your mobile device, m as in mobile, www.freetalklive.com. And if you're a mobile kind of person, you probably don't have a whole lot of time to sit down and pick up a book and read. I know I can relate to that. We're all so busy these days. There's so much that we've got going on in our lives. It sure would be convenient to be able to read without actually having to make time for reading. And audiblepodcast.com/FTL can help you with that. They've got a whole lot of audiobooks as well as podcasts and other forms of audio information and entertainment. In fact, they're the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio info and entertainment. Go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. You can search through their entire catalog, and you can get a free audiobook. You get a free gold membership and download by going to audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It makes it easy to download audiobooks and get the information into your ears, whether you're looking for nonfiction, new releases, erotica, history, sci-fi, classics, business, they've got them. audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Get your free audiobook right now over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones. Fun. Jess is on the line listening in Idaho. Jess, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi.
Ian and Nemi, how are you tonight?
Super. What's on your mind?
Well, I was in the chat at freetalklive.com/studio. There was something of a discussion concerning atheism and agnosticism and the differences between the two.
What are the differences between the two?
In my mind, the state of agnosticism is not having a belief whether a deity exists or not. In my mind, atheism is the belief that a deity does not indeed exist.
That is my understanding of the differentiation.
My understanding, I think it's comparing apples and oranges, and I'm glad that you've called in, and so we can discuss this on the air. I think there's a difference here between knowledge and belief. An agnostic, Greek gnostic is for knowledge. So you're without knowledge if you're an agnostic. And I think that's pretty safe to say for, I don't know, 99, 95, how many percentage of people have a belief, have a faith in a higher power or a god or a deity. But a theist is a person who either has belief. If you are a theist, you have a belief in a higher power or a god. And if you're an atheist, you are without belief. So I personally, as an atheist, I do not have a belief in a god. It's not that I sit at my traffic light and say, gosh, I know there's no god. It's not that I know there's not a god. I'm not making an assertion of knowledge, whether I know there is one or not. It's that I, as an atheist, do not have a personal belief in a deity. And it's pretty simple to explain to, say, my Christian friends who are like, I don't understand how you can be an atheist. It's pretty simple. I believe in one fewer god than they do. They don't believe in Zeus. They don't believe in Thor. They believe in Jesus or the Christian God. And I just don't believe in that particular god either. So that's my understanding.
Okay, so it seems like, maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're saying, Nemi. It seems like you've dug a little bit further into the terms. But you are agreeing there's a difference between being an atheist and an agnostic.
Absolutely.
Right?
And I think the assertion that's being made is that...
You're not saying you know.
I lack a belief. I think, and it does get into semantics, and it does feel like splitting hairs, and I have done quite a bit of research into it just so I could just ascertain exactly what my position is, because, you know, it's easy to say I don't know if there's a God, so I'm an agnostic. No.
Yeah, the statement you made before, though, was that 95% of people who believe in a God don't have knowledge?
How do you personally know there's a God or not?
Well, okay, then what I'd like to get into here is personal experience with spirituality.
Okay.
Somebody who has had, for instance, there are people out there who claim that they've talked to God, right?
Sure.
Or there are people out there that claim they've received a message or that claim
sure.
that they've had some sort of a supernatural experience or spiritual experience that is very persuasive to them.
Sure.
Now, there's no way to test their knowledge. There's no way to verify
correct.
Their experience. But that doesn't mean it's not knowledge. I mean, if you look in the definition of knowledge, for instance, acquaintance or familiarity gained by sight, experience, or report, you know, familiarity or conversance with a particular subject or branch of learning. So, I mean, just simply an experience can be knowledge. And you can't knock someone's personal experience because...
It was not intended as a knock, like, before folks start flooding the lines and saying that I'm trying to knock folks who have had a personal experience. No. What I mean by 95%, 99%, is you can't take it into a lab. You can't recreate it. You can't put it in a bottle and show
not.
It to
it's
somebody
God.
Else.
I can't, yeah, I can't take God into a lab and I can't see God, but does that make me not a Christian? You know, because I don't know, you know, for scientific fact that he exists.
Now, what is your basis of belief? You just said that you're a Christian, so where are you coming from on this conversation?
No, I'm not Christian. That's just an example.
That's an example.
I actually was, I considered myself to be agnostic for a time. I grew up Christian, and then considered myself to be agnostic for a time because I was really kind of undecided as to whether I thought that God existed or not.
Well, wouldn't the agnostic argue that there can't be an atheist because you can't know that there is no God?
Again, it comes back to there's a difference between knowledge and belief. I don't believe that one can have knowledge of God. You disagree, and that's cool. That's mm-hmm. cool. But being an agnostic means you have no personal knowledge. Having a belief is something completely different. Either you have a belief or you don't. Like I said, I don't sit at the light thinking.
But don't your beliefs have to be based on some knowledge or some, you know? Go ahead.
Using that logic, could I be agnostic and atheist?
Sure.
At the same time?
Absolutely. I would have to say that I am agnostic and atheist because I lack a personal belief, but I also have no knowledge of whether there is a God or not.
Okay.
Could I
be an agnostic Christian?
Sure. I don't see why you could be.
No.
Because you don't have you don't have personal knowledge. If you decide that you are going to be a person of faith and follow the Christian faith or the Muslim faith, that is a choice.
I guess I see where you're coming from on this. So you're saying that an agnostic can have a belief but still not know?
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It seems an unusual position, but maybe it makes sense.
Well, kids believe in Santa Claus. Kids believe in the Tooth Fairy. Does that mean that, you know what I mean?
Do they know about it? Well, what they know is that there's money left under their pillow. They know there are presents left under the tree. So beliefs can be based on knowledge, even incomplete knowledge.
Sure.
And so you have a belief about God, the fact
no,
that you believe
I have
that there
a
is
lack
no God.
Of, no, no.
Okay,
no.
True. Your lack of belief, right. So you have no belief. You claim you have no beliefs about God, and that should be based on your lack of knowledge about it, right?
No. It's just a statement of
because there are
of
plenty
fact.
Of people that have personal experiences that will relate them
sure,
to you.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, I have no reason to distrust someone's personal experience.
True.
So wouldn't that be knowledge from which you could then base a lack of belief or belief? We'll come back to more. Jess, if you want to stick with us, you're welcome to here. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I feel like you're onto something here, but I'm not sure. Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgeez, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site, and they are on the house. So enjoy those over at freetalklive.com. And if you'd like, you can visit the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Now then, if you are a cigarette smoker, you may want to consider quitting. Because, you know, it could be bad for your health in the future, those cigarettes. And even if you don't end up getting lung cancer from it, because there's no guarantee you will get cancer. Some people do, some people don't. You can guarantee that it's going to make your drapes smell or your couch stink and your breath nasty. You can guarantee those things about cigarettes. You already know that's true. And you know it's an expensive habit. You know that if you're buying a pack a day, that you're spending a lot of money every single year. Buying two packs a day, you're spending a whole lot of money every single year just to continue your habit. So just from a financial aspect, switching to Vaporsmiths.com, switching to an e-cigarette from Vaporsmiths.com makes a lot of sense. From a you-smell-good kind of aspect, it makes a lot of sense, too, because the vaporizer doesn't have the problems that smoke has. It's better for you. It smells better. In fact, it's pleasant. It's nice to smell vapor. They can flavor it in all kinds of ways, like vanilla or strawberry or cherry and other flavors as well.
and you're going to save money. A pack-a-day smoker will save up to maybe even more than $120 a month, a whole lot of money every single month, simply by switching to vapor. So you'll smell better, you'll have more money in your pocket, and you're probably going to be feeling better as well. Really, what have you got to lose? Especially considering the vaporizers are free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers or more using coupon code FTL over at vaporsmiths.com. And when you do that, you're already going to get free shipping because all orders over $60 are free shipping at vaporsmiths.com. So you're going to get the e-cigarettes for free. You get two of them in the starter kit. You get the charger, and you'll start with at least 40 cartomizers to get you going. And each one of those cartomizers is approximately a pack of cigarettes. So head on over to vaporsmiths.com or call them at 855-2-GET-VAPOR. That's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com. So we just lost Jess. He dropped off the line there a moment ago, but he had called in about agnosticism versus atheism. And you've got some very strong beliefs or opinions.
Opinions. Done some research, yeah.
On this. I mean, I think you make a persuasive case that one could be an agnostic and also be a Christian in that, or one could be an agnostic and also be an atheist.
Yes, yes.
In that the person who is an agnostic is of the position that they don't know for sure.
One position is about faith and one, or faith or belief, and the other is about knowledge. Mm-hmm. You don't have firsthand knowledge. I mean,
unless you do,
in which case you do, I guess. I don't know. But an atheist is a person who does not have a belief. It's not that it's you believe there is no God. It's just that you do not have one personally, and that fits for me. So I am an atheist.
Did you ever believe there was a God?
No.
Really?
No, I really never have. And for 6 years in Catholic school, Yeah, totally. I am actually grateful to my folks because I wasn't baptized into a particular religion. Mm-hmm. I was exposed to several different religions.
Were they of a religion?
I believe they were raised a particular religion. They weren't necessarily practicing by the mm-hmm. time that I came around, but they really made a concerted effort to expose me to as much as they felt was appropriate for an education standpoint, and left it up to me to mm-hmm. decide whether what I believed and what not. And I really, that's one of the things I respect my parents most for. It's not kind of just brainwashing me into a particular way. So I did. I've read four versions of the Bible. I've done all sorts of research.
You've read the Bible four times?
Yeah, I know, right?
Gosh, I've never even gone through once.
I didn't get out much when I was
kid. Were you in jail?
I was in jail. That's pretty much how it was. It was Catholic school and boarding school and lots of books.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I'm grateful for the opportunity and the decision that I finally came to for myself is I'm an atheist. I lack a belief in a God. And as I said in the last segment, it baffles some of my Christian friends because they say, we don't understand how you can't believe in anything at all. And I said, you know, there's a encyclopedia of gods that has thousands of gods, different kinds of gods and goddesses and all these different things that are control sexuality or fertility or mm-hmm. growth of plants. And if you don't believe in those, then how can you possibly question how I just believe in one fewer God than you do?
Well, my mom told me that this God was real, so therefore I believe in it.
Congratulations. Yeah. I'm happy for you. You know, and that's the thing.
I've never understood that either.
I don't disrespect folks of faith. In fact, there are a lot of times that I am actually envious of people with faith.
Why?
Because it seems that it's like hope. It gives them hope, gives them faith. It kind of buoys their spirits. When, you know, someone asked me last night, you know, what do you believe happens when you die? And I'm like, you go on the ground and that's it. Mm. And the look on their face, they were aghast. You know?
I don't believe that anymore myself.
Well, you know, to each
and that's
their,
a belief,
to
right?
each their own. That's a belief.
Right.
That is what I believe happens, yeah. You know, and I know there are some folks out there who believe in the afterlife and believe that, you know, in heaven or whatever. There are all sorts of different belief systems that you can have. And I certainly respect your right to have whatever belief system you want to have. What I kind of bristle about is someone telling me that atheism, and again, it seems like it's splitting hairs, but you're telling me that my lack of faith is actually a belief that something doesn't exist. I don't worry myself about whether it exists
You're
or
right.
not.
I'm glad you called
just,
me on that.
I
too.
Just don't believe. I don't concern myself with it.
As a former atheist, I should have known better, and I shouldn't have said it that way. So I'm glad you called me.
So
on
you know,
atheists do not believe in those things.
They lack a belief.
Yeah.
You know, and it's it. There is a difference between
and I am
lacking
an atheist,
a belief
from the monotheistic perspective. I do not believe in that particular God, but I do believe that there is something that's greater, and I think that that everyone is all you know, essentially little parts of one big giant
mm-hmm.
whole, wonderful, super universal kind of.
I would agree with that
being thing. But I don't think that it's a daddy god in the sky that's sitting down looking on you and judging you and deciding to send you off to some fiery place.
Right.
But I think that
Old Testament God is not a nice guy.
Right. But I do like the idea, and it's just an idea, so it is a belief.
Sure.
I do like the idea that there's something more to you than what you see or what you experience. In that, whatever, you know, maybe you would call it a soul or something
mm-hmm.
like that. The idea, there is a really cool video that the guy over at Free Concord put together, Garrett. FreeConcord.org, where he was interviewing a victim of the state's aggression in the case of medical marijuana, somebody who was using marijuana for medicinal purposes, and ended up having a near-death experience in his life and was recounting that. And how that he had such a major change after this experience,
mm-hmm.
because what he experienced in this was that during this near-death experience, he experienced his life and what he did to other people from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So his soul, if you will, he was put into the roles of the people mm-hmm. that he had hurt over time, the people that he had wronged,
mm-hmm.
so he could feel from their perspective what it was like when he did those things that he did to them,
mm-hmm.
And that I thought was, you know, really persuasive. But also, you can also feel the pleasure that you gave to people as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of a recap of one's life from an outside perspective, and you just think when you hear stories like that, you have to wonder, is it just that you go in the ground, or is there a little bit more to
it? Certainly. And I've done a lot of reading, and I have friends who also have done a lot of research and reading on near-death experiences, and they have encouraged me to do some reading. I have done some reading. I certainly don't claim to have all the answers.
Look
into
DMT as well, dimethyltryptamine,
yeah.
where it's found that it occurs naturally in all across nature in our own bodies. The pineal gland seems to excrete it, especially during near-death experiences, and people that have experimented with DMT, even in controlled conditions, have essentially lost their body and lost everything that was human about mm. them, but ended up going off into this ethereal kind of void where they... It's pretty interesting. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now at 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy Free Talk Live and would like to support us, you may do that by shopping over at shop.freetalklive.com. You're going to do shopping online anyway because it makes sense, because Amazon's got great prices and a huge selection and free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items, even used items as well, in dozens of categories. So you've probably already shopped at Amazon before. Thing is, if you enter through our affiliate link over at shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase. So all you really have to do is change a habit. Instead of going straight to Amazon, you just go to shop.freetalklive.com and use the affiliate link there to enter the Amazon website. And at that point, anything you buy, Free Talk Live will get a cut. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Keith is in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Nemi. Hello, Keith.
Hey, what's going on?
Keith, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you talk about the difference between atheism, agnosticism, and theism, and I have kind of a unique view that no one's ever really been able to classify it, so I thought I would share it with you.
Okay.
I don't consider, I'll just talk about me. I don't think that I'm an individual being. I think I'm a symbiotic creature. There's a physical body, which is the Homo sapiens, and then there's the energy or something inside me, and they work together, and that's the struggle with sin. The flesh wants this, the energy wants that, and that's the eternal struggle. And then, yeah, the energy's there before the body's born, and the energy escapes when the body dies. They've like pretty much proven that when they read your brain waves in the hospital, that's pure energy. The firing of neurons, that's energy, and you can't create energy, you can't destroy it, so it's got to come from somewhere, and it's got to go somewhere. You know, understand when the body's born and it dies. So I just feel like I'm a symbiotic creature, and right now I'm two creatures, but when the body dies, then I don't know. I guess I'll be the energy.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I tend to share some of those that viewpoint that essentially the body is the vessel for the, you know, individuation of essentially all that all that is. You're temporarily individuated from that whole in this body.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So I don't know what you would classify that, but that's, you know, I just feel that's my truism, whatever you want to call it.
It seems a little panentheistic. I mean, that's the, the viewpoint I have.
I would agree.
Is that if you believe that we're all part of one giant whole, or that we're all one, or we're all connected, that's basically a panentheistic viewpoint, that everything that is and everything that isn't is God, if you want to use that term. But I think that term confuses people, because the word God tends to conjure up the daddy God kind of bearded man in the sky vision, which of course is not at all what we're talking about. Keith, thanks for the call tonight and your thoughts. I appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, when we were talking about this in the last segment, this kind of panentheistic viewpoint, you seem to have some sort of affinity for it, Nemi, which makes me think, you know, are you a real atheist? Or can you, you know, are you kind of like me, where I'm an atheist when it comes to the daddy god or the monotheistic god or the separate god, but I'm not when it comes to believing in something higher than my individual self?
Well, I certainly don't think I'm the be-all and end-all of the universe. I'll say that. I am certainly not the greatest force in the universe, so I'm not the center of it.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly realize there are forces at work that are larger than I am. But I don't necessarily assign them the role of a deity. I do believe in spirituality. Absolutely. A soul is an animating force of a person. And what happens to your soul when you die? I don't know. Nobody else seems to know either. My best guess is that it goes poof. Like a match, all done. Now, other people have their own beliefs. I definitely believe that you can be a spiritual person, you can be in tune with the earth, you can be in tune with the sky, the air, the water, whatever. I just don't have a belief in a deity. That's the long and short of it. I can believe that the soul is an animating force. There are other people who don't believe that there is such a thing as a soul. There are people who believe souls need to be saved in order to enter the kingdom of heaven.
So could there be a supreme being?
I'm sure there could be.
Would that necessarily be a deity? Like, what's the difference between a being that is supreme and one that is a deity? Like, is the deity complete perfection and omniscience?
It could be complete presence. It could be invisible. It could be all powerful and timeless. The be all and end all.
Or is it a time traveling race of super powerful aliens?
Aliens.
Does that qualify?
I knew aliens were coming into this.
Does that qualify them to be a deity?
Like, no.
Where do you cross the line? You know, they can do super things compared to what we could. In theory, they could do super things compared to what we can do. They may have immortality. They may have the ability to transgress boundaries of dimension. Summon
zombies. They could also make me a peanut butter sandwich and bring it to me here in the studio.
They totally could.
Hook me up.
Where are they when you need them?
I know, right?
But at what point would they become a deity? Where is that line that is crossed
from a spiritual force to?
Well, right. I mean, so think of, have you ever seen the Imagining the Tenth Dimension video on YouTube? Oh my God! Take 10 minutes, watch Imagining the Tenth Dimension.
Okay.
It'll blow your mind. But if you think about it, we're third or fourth dimensional beings in mm-hmm. that we exist in the third dimension. There's also fourth dimension, which is time. So we're in that area. We don't know what it's like to be a two-dimensional being, if there could be such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of entity that would be only flat. Like, there is no up and down. It would just be flat, right? And so the video gives an interesting example of, like, and it's, again, we're being very general here. It's not specific to reality, but of having, like, an ant being the two-dimensional creature on a piece of paper, and then us, as this third-dimensional, more powerful being, we can fold that piece of paper kind of in a loop, and the ant can walk from one point on the piece of paper to another point on the piece of paper that normally it wouldn't be able to reach by walking. It would take a while to walk in a straight line, but if we assist the ant by folding it as a supreme being might do to assist the ant, then the ant is able to almost teleport in his own two-dimensional world. So there could be, in theory, right, beings that have dimensional capabilities above this one. Would they be supreme? Would they be gods? Would they be deities to us?
I don't think so, because I don't think you're the deity to the ant.
Well, the ant wouldn't have the knowledge to ascertain what was going on. But if supernatural things are going on and they're unexplainable,
are they unexplainable, or do we simply lack the knowledge?
Well, we from our position they're unexplainable, right? Because if somebody is manipulating time and space from outside of this sphere, from outside of this dimension, again, I'm just asking about where do you cross the line into becoming God?
Into becoming God? I really don't know. That's an interesting question.
Also becoming God as well? That's another question. Are humans actually on a path, a trajectory, if you will, to becoming gods?
No, I think we're
getting closer to immortality.
Well, we might be getting closer to immortality. Mm-hmm. But I think we're actually getting closer to disproving God. As my theory is, we as people, or people who came before I did, tried to make up stories to explain things. Like, okay,
sure, those gods are being disproven.
Absolutely.
But if being God is to be immortal and to be all powerful and all knowing, aren't we on a trajectory toward that? I mean, you've got the internet; it's making it easier to access knowledge, and the knowledge is coming quicker. We're going to end up probably having eternal life eventually with new nanotechnology and other things like
that. I don't think so.
Modifying the human body with cybernetic connections. And things. I wish we had more time to get into it.
Me too.
But I want to tell you briefly about bitcoins. You can go to memorydealers.com to pick them up there. There are physical bitcoins available, but of course, it's also known as more popularly as in its digital form, where it's the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. You can use it anywhere in the world, and you don't have to ask anyone's permission to do so, and they can't be counterfeited and inflated. So go and grab some up over at memorydealers.com, and you can also learn more over at weusecoins.com. We've got time to slip Bernita in here, listening in West Virginia to Charleston's WVTS. Go ahead, Bernita.
Yes, hello. I am a first-time caller and would just like to express my opinion as a Christian. I've caught your radio show quite often and was interested in what you're talking about with the atheist issue.
Excellent.
Like I said, I am a Christian and would just like to express that I am a creationist, number one, and I believe that God created us in his image. We are not gods. We are.
You know, Bernita, I would love to talk to you further about this. Unfortunately, you've called in the very end of this particular episode of Free Talk Live.
Okay.
So tell you what, make a note. Call us back tomorrow night. You can call in West Virginia there. You're only getting the third hour live from 9 to 10 Eastern. You can call us right at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour, and that way everybody in West Virginia can hear you. Or you can call us at 7 o'clock Eastern, and we'll be happy to put you on then. But the sooner you can call, the better, because this is a detailed topic, and you deserve to have more time, which you just won't get tonight. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I appreciate hearing from you. See you tomorrow at freetalklive.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Thetis Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.